Okay, so first of all, so I'm Bertrand Georgiou, I'm from Toulouse, and so first of all, I want to thank the organizers for giving me the opportunity to talk. This is work made started some years ago in collaboration with François Linière, who will be there next week, actually. And in the past few years, was also done in collaboration with Michael Pasek and Daniel Ries, previous speaker, who are both in the audience. So it's already Daniel gave a sort of introduction to about the same subject. So this talk we focus on asymptotic theory for p-modes. So as you know, it's for slowly rotating star like the Sun. It has been very important to have an asymptotic formula to describe the modes, which is called Tass-Sulzhausen formula, and it has been very useful in order to interpret the spectra. Now, this formula requires approximate spherical symmetry, and so it cannot be used for rapidly rotating stars, which are not spherically symmetric. So the focus of this talk will be to build an asymptotic theory for acoustic waves, so the p-modes, in rapidly rotating stars using acoustic ray dynamics. And then it will be checked by comparisons with modes obtained by a numerical simulation of a polytropic model. So, as many of you know, all waves have a ray limit for very high wavelength, very short wavelengths. And in the case of quantum mechanics, this is classical mechanics. In the case of optics, it's the ray limit of optics. And for acoustic waves, there is a similar limit, which is correspond to acoustic rays, which so this equation here is an Econ equation, which describes the rays. And once you have this equation, you can find from it the equation of motion of the rays, which are Hamiltonian, and which so the trajectories, which are the limit short wavelengths limit of the waves, are described by Hamiltonian and classical equation of motions of this Hamiltonian. So here omega c is a cutoff frequency which will provoke the back reflection of the acoustic waves and so of the acoustic rays at the from the border of the stars. So it should so we were guided in this study in what happens in other fields of physics where there are also complex waves. I'm originally from quantum physics, and at high frequency, one knows that quantum mechanics, as h bar goes to zero, can be built from classical mechanics using some methods which will be used in the following. So we have what happens for omega equals zero, so no rotation. Omega is the rotation here. These are trajectories of acoustic rays for m equals zero. And so this is the question already asked before. This is a meridian plane. So axis of rotation, well, here it doesn't rotate, so we don't care, but it's in this direction. And this represents different kind of trajectories. In the case of omega equals zero, these all trajectories are of this type with different inner circle, but still they're all of the same type. And in the case, if you increase rotation, omega k here is the limiting rotation where the star begins to lose mass. And you have different now kind of trajectories, some which look like these ones, which are whispering like a gallery-like trajectories, but other which have no equivalent for omega equals zero. Some have some regularity, and they correspond to periodic islands. So here is a six-period island. They bounce six times on the boundary. And here is a two-period island because it's centered on a trajectory which bounces two times on the boundaries. And here is a different kind of ray, which we call chaotic rays, and for some reasons that I will explain. So to get some idea of what happens in a classical in these classical trajectories, ray trajectories, as it is a Hamiltonian equation of motion, the trajectory is at phase space, not in configuration space like this, where only position is marked. One should look in a space where both position momentum are put. So it's difficult to visualize because those are high dimensional spaces. So usually people use what is called a Poincaré surface of section, which are cuts of surfaces which cut this space. And then the trajectories, the rays that are shown here, on this cut, then here is an example of such a cut along the Mandari. And then what is put on such phase space plot, Poincaré surface of section, is each dot is a crossing of this surface by the trajectory. And then there are, it's well known in chaos theory, there are two kinds of types of trajectories, integrable ones and chaotic ones. And integrable ones, they are stable trajectories and localized. They stay at the same space location. So here it corresponds to lines. The same trajectory here corresponds to just one line. So this is omega equals zero. All trajectories conserve this momentum, angular momentum. So they are all corresponds to line in this thing, and they are localized and stable. Now, in the case of when there is rotation, there are trajectories which conserve these properties to be both stable and localized. They stay on lines on these plots. And there are here is the whispering gallery, the one which is here. Here is two period islands that correspond to such place in a phase space. And here are the chaotic zones. And the difference between chaotic and stable is that and the integrable is that the same one trajectory describes a line in this representation if it is integrable and fills up a whole surface if it is chaotic. And in this type of domains, trajectories will be stable. In this kind of domains, they will be unstable, exponentially unstable. So that's what we, so this kind of transition from when you break symmetries in an integrable system is usual in other fields of physics. This is generic, it's what generally happens in such systems. And now if you look at what kind of waves can be put on such system, so the waves, the theory tells you, which has been checked on other kind of waves, tells you that on the phase space structure, there will be different kind of waves, different kind of modes. And those modes will give rise to different subspectra completely separated. So you have no connection between each other. So there will be a subspectra, subspectrum associated to this kind of zones, the two period island modes, another one associated to the chaotic modes, another one associated to the whispering gallery modes. These are the six period. So here is an example of the modes. Here is a classical ray. Here is a corresponding one example of a kind of wave, standing wave, acoustic mode, which correspond to this kind of phase space structure. Actually, if you can project those modes on phase space and really see that they are on the same location in phase space, here is in configuration space, but still one sees that they correspond to the phase space location of the rays. Now, so the consequence for spectra is that spectrum should be divided into sub-spectra, and these spectra are profoundly different because for two period island modes, six period island modes or whispering galleries, an integrable case, then we know that there are some regular formulas, some regularities in the spectra, and there are some quantum numbers, and then we can use, there are ways to construct asymptotic formula which gives you the modes, the frequencies of the mode with using these quantum numbers. On the contrary, so these are the correspond to this kind of modes. And now if you, in the third case of chaotic modes, then the theory predicts that there are no quantum numbers. So for this sub-spectrum, there should be no quantum number to describe the modes. So now if you, we made some inquiry to test the visibility of the modes. So there's different kinds of modes from the numerical simulation. We were able to extract them and to see the modes, to assign them to one of the categories that I described, the whispering galleries, the two-period island modes, or the chaotic modes. And depending on the inclination of the star, so this is the visibility of the modes seen from the Earth, taking into account only the disk average, only nothing else. And then depending on the inclination, you can see mostly the two island modes, which are the blue ones, or chaotic and two island modes, and you don't see the whispering gallery. So the modes which are seen, which should be seen on a spectrum, are the spectrum will be dominated by the two parallel island modes and the chaotic modes. Okay. So now I will focus on the two parallel island modes. So that's the largest group of near integrable modes. They are built around the central periodic orbit. So these are again in the meridian plane. This is the central periodic orbit, the closed ray which is central to the free space structure. And then this is an example of the modes. You notice there are two quantum numbers, one in this direction, which is which is called N, and one in this direction, which corresponds to L. And now there is a technique to build such kind of modes, which is called the parabolic equation methods, which goes back to the 60s and had been applied to in other fields of physics, in quantum mechanics, and in also for cavities, optical cavities in laser physics. And we have applied it to this problem. And the result is that we obtain, I will not dwell on this data of the calculation, but it can be done. And the result is that you get a new asymptotic formula, which is some similarities with the formula of Tassoul, and gives you the frequencies of the mode in function of the two quantum numbers. So this is for a fixed value of n. For a fixed value of n, it depends on two quantum numbers, n and l, which correspond, as I told you, to the 2 degrees of freedom, this direction and this direction. And these two numbers, so the equation is valid asymptotically for n large and l smaller than l. And the way to understand this formula is that there is a coefficient here, gamma is the central periodic orbit. This is the integral of the inverse of the sound speed over the periodic orbit. So it corresponds to the sound velocity, this term, the delta n. And the other contains the same information plus an alpha. And alpha corresponds to the stability of the orbit. It is of the central orbit, which is there. And what it props is the derivative of this quantity, so the transverse derivative of this quantity. So it describes the vicinity of the central orbit and how the orbit changes when you move away from it. And here is a comparison with the numerics. So here the blue the blue color corresponds to numerical values for different sets of frequencies, and the yellow one corresponds to the theory. So this is delta n, the circle. This is delta l, the triangles. And you see that as the rotation increases, there is a change which is well described by the theory. There is a region here where we know the theory shouldn't work properly, because there is a bifurcation in the system where which is not taken into account in the theory. But apart from this point, there is a good agreement. So this is m equals 0 and this is m equals 1 when there is no such bifurcation, and then the agreement is good over the whole interval of omega. And not only the theory gives you the frequency, but it gives you also the amplitude distribution of the modes. Here is in terms of transverse Hermite polynomials. And here is an example of an equatorial cut of the mode. One is a theoretical one, and the other one is a numerical one. And you see they are very close to each other. Okay, I will have not much time, I guess. For the chaotic spectrum, there is no such regularity. So there is a separate spectrum which is mixed with the regular spectrum. And then there should be no regularity, but there is some statistical information that could be extracted from the spectrum. And this is verified by the numerical acoustic stellar modes. But I have no time to explain in details. So I jump to the conclusion. So the dynamics of acoustic rays shows a transition from integrable to mixed system when rotation increases. And when rotation is sufficiently large, one should divide the spectrum into regular or irregular subsets. And this picture, which comes from a general behavior of wave system, holds for the numerical modes that were computed from the Voitropic star model. on the regular and irregular modes have both high visibility. So in principle, at least if you just take into account the disk average, so they should be taken into account in asymptotic theory. And Daniel showed, there are some regularity in the delta Scuti stars which seem to have been seen recently. So we still have more work to connect to observed spectra, but it is encouraging. And so we hope that it will lead to better understanding of the star interior, especially since the chaotic modes, they reach actually to the star interior, since they are ergodic in the chaotic zone. They explore the whole of the chaotic zone and reach the core, the star interior. Thank you.
Questions for Bertrand?
So how are these modes excited?
Well, this is not taken into account here.
So what is your picture of how these modes could be excited?
Well, this I actually don't know. The story here just looks at the mode as given. They are the modes constructed from the star itself. Now, how they are extracted, for example, the visibility might depend on that, the mechanism of excitation. This, I don't know what is the precise mode. They are at different places, so one might be more excited than the other, depending on the star and the mechanism.
But these are for very rapidly rotating stars, which are presumably fairly high mass. Is that correct? So these have convective cores, so maybe they are excited from the bottom?
Yes, and the chaotic modes will be maybe more excited. It really depends on where exactly is the periodic orbit? These modes, depending on the rotations, this can be closer to the center or here. So there is a whole family depending on the rotations. So depending on if it comes from the center, then there might be regimes where their modes are excited, some when they are not. It should depend on exactly the parameters of the star.
So this is scary, of course, to see these complicated spectra. Two questions. If you start from a non-rotating case and then increase the rotation rate like Daniel showed, then the normal modes are converted into the island modes. Is that right?
All modes will finally appear.
Yes. But I mean, if you take a given mode in the non-rotating case and follow that as you increase the rotation, That would go into an island mode.
Yeah, but we will find the other also. They come from higher NML, but they are there also. I mean, they also come from values on from. If you follow all the possible modes from the non-rotating case, you will find all the modes at the end. So
even if you have an infinitesimally small rotation rate, you will have all these modes present.
No, because what happens for a very small rotation is that actually there are very, very small patches of chaos. These ones are the very, very common. And as there is a very small chaotic zone, you cannot put a mod on it. It's too small. It will happen at very high. So if you were able to see at extremely high frequency, then you will see these differences. At a low frequency, which is basically what people see in observation, then you won't see it. So there is a regime where you won't see the things for the perturbative regime that people see. And then there is a regime where you will see all these differences.
Now my second question, if I may, if there's time also for Douglas. The chaotic modes are interesting, of course, because they fill the whole star. But how on earth are you ever going to make any sense of observations of chaotic modes to do diagnostics of the star with those modes?
Yeah, the first thing we want to do will be to separate these modes, the two island ones, from these ones. And then they give rise to precise quantities that one can compare. Right. Now, these ones, we have to think a little bit more how to use them and what you will get some information. Mm. But you see, they reach the corridor. So if you able to compare the precise position of one of those with for different models, then you could probe the core interior, the core of the star, possibly.
Right. Thank you.
I was reminded when you said that as the star, even for a small rotation, as the angular velocity increases from zero, you get small regions of chaos. Now, could you relate this to the waves in an isothermal two-dimensional region? If you take it, an isothermal region, constant sound speed in two dimensions, this is the only case in which I know this result, with a boundary, then I gather that if the boundary is something like 153 times differentiable, then you never get these regions of chaos.
No,
is there a similar theorem here?
No, it's
I know this is a mathematical problem.
It's a Kolmogorov Hermann Moser theorem, and it doesn't really tell you that. First, it's not 150 now, it's I think 3 derivatives.
It's how many?
3 or 2. No, it's not.
How did it get so low?
No, the first result was analytic, then it went to 100, and now it's better than that. But still, it doesn't tell you that what we see here is a KM transition. Now, this kind of transition is proven for when the system is smooth. It doesn't tell you it doesn't exist for other systems. It's just that there is no proof. And but if the system has a certain degree of differentiability, then one can prove that it there will be such a transition with small chaotic zones. Actually, it describes exactly how these islands are created, how the chaotic zone is formed, as you said.
Thank you. Yeah, let's thank Bertrand again. All right, the final talk before the break is Stefan Matisse, talking about everything we've talked about so far today and a little bit more.